One day, a young mother took her 7-year-old boy to church with her. And during the entire service, the young boy kept standing up, sitting down, standing up, sitting down, standing up, and sitting down. The mother grew a little irritated at this, and she said, "Shh, be quiet, sit down, you're disturbing the service." And the little boy kept going, standing up, sitting down, standing up, sitting down. Finally, the mother took her hand and put it on his head, the top of his head, and pushed him down in the pew and held him there. And after a few moments, the little boy looked up at her with a wry little grin and a glint in his eye, and he said, "I may be sitting on the outside, but inside, I'm still standing." Scripture tells us that when we have done all that we know how to do to stand up, right? When we have gotten to the end of our human rope to stand up, stand firm, and move forward in faith. That's what we're told, to just step out there knowing that there is solid ground to stand on. So stand up. Stand firm, knowing that you are absolutely anchored in this place of spiritual truth, in this place of spiritual consciousness, of spiritual ideas, which is where your wealth, your true wealth, really lies. And so today we're in the 6th week of our 8-week fall program that we've called Thriving, Not Just Surviving. And it's based on this wonderful book, Spiritual Economics, by Unity minister and author Eric Butterworth. And in this little book, there are some wonderful truths that are helping us to navigate these really interesting times that we live in. And we're learning together how to cultivate this consciousness of wealth, this consciousness in which we can thrive no matter what is going on in the world out there. That's a good thing to know, isn't it? It's a really good thing to know. And one of the greatest gifts that God has given us is the ability to create through the thoughts that we think and through the thoughts that we hold in mind. It's our third unity principle. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And so in this ever-changing flow of circumstances that we call life, there are some times that things are going to happen. Some things are going to happen that we don't want to be happening. And also, there are going to be some circumstances that are going to try to hold you down. Ever experienced that? You know? But what I want you to leave here today knowing, really, really knowing, is that no matter what the circumstances, and they will happen, I guarantee you, they will happen. Some people will even try to convince you how terrible the economy is. And there's some circumstances that will try to hold you down. But what I want you to leave here knowing is that you can stand up on the inside. You can stand up because you are connected to a presence and a source and a power that is greater than anything in the world. Anything in the world. You are connected to a stream of creativity, to a stream of divine ideas, and that's where your true wealth lies. And so today's talk title is called Wealth versus Worry. And there's this epic battle that continually goes on, is it, between wealth and worrying, wealth and worrying. So just play with me for a few moments. Because over in this corner, we've got weighing in at, well, only you know how much. We've got wealth. Now, wealth is defined in unity not by your bank account, not by your car or your house or your employment or your stock portfolio. None of that. True wealth in unity is defined as a place of well-being. A place of well-being. An inner ability to know that regardless of whatever's going on out there, that you are anchored here. You are anchored in a presence and a power that is greater than anything in the world. And this is our true wealth. This is our natural state of being. It truly is. We are meant to live here. This is in a deep place of peace where nothing can disturb the calm peace of your soul. It's being anchored right here, knowing that nothing in the human world can touch this place or this center. Worry cannot exist here. Now, over in this corner, we've got weighing in at, well, only you know how much, worry. Defined by Mr. Webster as a state of anxiousness, a state of a concern, a state of being troubled. Now, I don't know about you, but I lived a good portion of my life before I found unity over here. And you know what? You can get an awful lot done over here. But it's not a whole lot of fun, is it? And there are big consequences to pay. I put myself in the hospital living in this place. And I call this place hell on earth. Heaven on earth being over there. And so, when we're anxious, when we worry all the time, it's really not a part of the being that God created us to be. What it is, it's an indication that somewhere along the line you have separated yourself from the flow of good. You have stepped away from your natural state of being. And so what you need to ask yourself is, what is the decision I've made? What are the feelings that I'm holding that are pulling me off my center? Now, for many years, I used worry as a tool for survival. And I don't know if you've heard the expression that if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem begins to look like a nail. And so when I used worry as a tool, everything in my life began to look like something to be worried about, to be anxious about. Ever been there? And no matter what was in, you know, no matter how much money I had in my wallet. Now I was anxious when my wallet was full. I was anxious when my wallet was empty. I made a choice and a decision to be here on the side of worry. And what I had to do was I had to pick myself up and bring myself over here and make a different choice so that I could be in a place where my true power lies. Now, I want to, from where you are sitting right now, from where you are in your life, I want to ask you a question. How many of you would choose this kind of wealth over this kind of worry? Let me see a show of hands. Who would choose wealth over worry? Okay, it's pretty unanimous. Your hands went up pretty quick. Pretty good. Everybody wants to be wealthy rather than to be in a worry state all the time. Let me ask you another question. From where you are in your life right now, how many of you would choose to know that you are never richer or poorer than the thought you are holding in your mind right now? Let me see a show of hands. Okay, good. A little bit more reluctant, but almost all, because what that means is that we have to take responsibility for the thoughts we're holding in our mind, whether they're thoughts of being, you know, rich thoughts or poor thoughts. We have to take that responsibility. Now, it's really easy, isn't it, to sit here in the sanctuary on Sunday morning, being in this consciousness, affirming, God is my source, abundance is my nature. And then you go out and there's Monday to Saturday. Can you still affirm with an empowered, enthusiastic, yes, this is where I choose to be? Yeah? Or do you choose to conform? You know, because this is kind of where we conform with the popular opinion of the day. You know, what happens when you listen to the news on TV? What happens when you read the newspaper? You know, what happens when you go to work? when you get together with your family and friends? You know, what happens when you get caught up in the popular opinion of the day? You know, we're in an economic crisis. You know, welcome to hell on earth. Let's be nervous and anxious together. Yeah. Whatever's going on in your life, you have a choice. We all have a choice to be here, to remember the truth, to be empowered, to know that we are anchored here in this place, to know that we can stand up courageously and brave and true to what we know to be the truth, what we're taught here at Unity of Bellevue. Or to choose to conform to the popular opinion of the day and thereby giving away all of your power to the God of worry. What we need to do moment by moment by moment by moment, we need to ask ourselves these questions. How big is my God? How deep is my faith? How big is my God? How deep is my faith? Do I crumble when I listen to the news on the radio? Does everything go totally out the window when I watch TV, the news on TV? Do I crumble in the opinion of my family? You know, if we crumble, you know, in the face of personal opinion, what that means is there's some work that we need to do. You know, we need to go within, we need to be still, we need to be quiet, we need to connect our heart and our soul to that anchor that's within us. And we need to stand up and be able to say, no, there's another truth here. I can create with God, with divine mind, the world that I want to see. I can. And wealth exists in the ideas that I'm holding in my mind, not what's in my wallet. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, he said, can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your span of life? Do you really think worrying is going to help you in any way? The only thing it might add is some ulcers. The only truth there is what's within you. What's inside, within. What you're thinking, what you're feeling. And so in Unity, we teach that true wealth and true happiness and true power is found in the ability to change our thinking, to change our thoughts, which then changes our life. We teach that all the time. It's a main principle in Unity. It's our third principle. What you focus on, you create more of. You and I are responsible 100% for the experiences in our life, regardless of what's in the wallet, regardless of what's in the bank account. Now, I once saw a bumper sticker that said, the truth will set you free, but first, it's really going to tick you off. I'm responsible for my life. I, me, myself, I am responsible for my life, like it or not. Let's say this together. I am responsible for my life. You are the only person that is responsible 100% for what you think, feel, and how you act. And it doesn't matter what's in your wallet. It doesn't matter, what really matters is what's in your head, what's in your consciousness, what's in your thoughts. What matters is what you decide matters. It's your decisions and your choice to be wealthy. And so you might ask, well, how can I experience wealth? By standing up on the inside, on the shoulders of spiritual principle. By standing up on the inside on your own net worthiness. You have invested, each one of us have invested in the stock market of a connection with God that cannot be altered by what's in the wallet. Eric Butterworth writes in Spiritual Economics, security can be experienced in one way only, by identifying yourself as a channel for the flow of infinite mind. That's your wealth. You're a channel for the flow of infinite mind. And I love this. He says, ideas are the gold coin of the kingdom. Literally, little chunks of divine substance out of which we mold and fashion our good. Don't you love that? I love some of his languaging. Little chunks of divine substance and out of which we mold and fashion our good. He goes on to say, money may be depleted. Things may wear out or be lost or stolen, but ideas endure and recreate. So you may lose everything, but you cannot lose the ability to think, to create again. The divine ideas endure and they recreate again and again and again. That's where your wealth lies. And so what is your first thought when you get up in the morning? That's where your power lies. What is your last thought before you go to sleep at night? That's where your power lies. What is your first thought when you sit down to write the checks for your bills? What are you thinking? What is your first thought when you see your boss walking towards you with a piece of paper? It's a choice point. That's where your power lies. It's you making each choice. It's the choices that you make. Eric goes on to say, you are never further than one idea away from all the wealth in the universe. Wealth is not in money. Wealth is in ideas. Wealth is not in money. Wealth is in ideas. And so I believe that we're only one thought away from heaven or hell. One thought away. It's that close. We're just one thought away from all the wealth in the universe. Or complete and total poverty. And these two worlds have nothing to do with what's in your bank account, has nothing to do with your stuff. But it has everything to do with who you are as a spiritual being. And so your assignment this week, how are you doing on your assignments? Have you gone through one full day not speaking negatively? Still working on that, okay. Well, your assignment this week is to walk out of your door, drive down the driveway, and pause and consider, what if I were to never walk back through these doors? I try to do that on a yearly basis. Walk out my door, close it behind me, hold on, and just think, okay, I'm going to walk down these stairs, I'm going to walk down my driveway, and I'm never going to see another thing that's in my house again. How do you feel? Now, where do you believe your source of wealth to be? It's an interesting exercise to see if your stuff owns you or if you are managing and borrowing the stuff that's in your house today. So your wealth is found in the stock market of your ideas, your mind. Jesus said, seek first, not second, third, or tenth, but seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, that realm of ever-expanding, ever-increasing good. Seek that first, and then everything you need will be yours. So just begin to feel and get into that idea that you live in this ocean of God, that you live in this allness of substance, that you live in this endless sea of affluence. And stand up on the inside. get quiet, get still, and really feel your connection to that one presence and one power that is God. Feel that presence and power within you. Remember your anchor. Remember your power. And so I want to leave you today with one thought. It's a question that I asked you earlier. How big is your God? How big is your God? I'll tell you my answer. My God is as big as I decide my God is going to be. I decide how big my God is going to be. And so I invite you to take some time this week in the silence and answer this question for yourself. Really get into the feeling and the just see what comes up for you. Asking the question as you go into meditation, how big is my God? And see what your answer is. God bless you. Namaste. 10 you were given orange and black for Halloween card, affirmation card for week 6. If you get that out, if you need one, you can raise your hand. And Richard has a bunch of them. He can bring them to you. If you need one, just raise your hand up. And I want to say this together. This is our affirmation for week 6. If you're missing any of the affirmation cards, they're out on the table in the atrium. You can pick them up so you have the whole collection. So this is a security in a changing world. Let's say this together. I know the difference between my net worth and my net worthiness. My treasure is in my mind, not in my things. I, Nancy Worth, am secure, for I know who I am, a richly endowed child of God. And so it is.